Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 8, 1806. The Great Platte River. The party is now meeting frequently with traders coming up the river, including their old friends Gravelin and Dorion. Gravelin is the man who took the Arikara chief to Washington in 1805. The chief, unfortunately, died while in Washington. This is the reason the captains could not induce any of that nation to accompany them to Washington. Today, Captain Clark writes a short but interesting entry.
Set out early. Passed an old trading house on the southwest, a few miles above Council Bluffs. At 11 a.m. we came to at the bluffs, and Captain Lewis and myself walked up the bluffs and around to examine the country and situation more particularly. The situation appeared to us equally eligible as when we passed up for an establishment. The high hill and commanding, with a high rich bottom of great extent below. We proceeded on very well, all being anxious to get to the River Platte today. They applied their oars very well, and we arrived at our old encampment at White Catfish Camp, 12 miles above the River Platte. Here we encamped, having made 78 miles today. Captain William Clark, September 8, 1806.
On September 9, the corps passed the entrance of the Platte River. On September 10, they met Mr. Alexander Lafasse and three Frenchmen from St. Louis on their way to trade with the Pania or Pawnee Indians. Mr. Lafasse informed the captains that General Wilkinson and all his troops had descended the Mississippi and set out with Mr. Pike on an expedition up the Arkansas River, or in that general direction. In 1805, Zebulon Montgomery Pike, a young army officer, had carried out an expedition on the upper Mississippi. In July of 1806, he set out with a small party to traverse the central Great Plains. Pike followed the Arkansas River to its upper reaches in present-day Colorado. There he discovered Pike's Peak, but did not climb it. He and his men were captured by the Spanish authorities of New Mexico, who thought he might be a vanguard of an army of invasion. The Spanish took Pike and his men through northern Mexico and Texas before finally returning them to the United States in 1807. Pike then became a brigadier general in the War of 1812 and later led an invasion into Canada, where he was killed in 1813. Monday, howling wolves and barking dogs.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.